Hey guys, welcome to another awesome episode of The Media Matters. I'm your host Chantel, and I have the always amazing Lily and Miss Marie Rose with me.
Hello.
Hi there.
Really? That's it?
That's it. Hey baby.
How you doing?
There you go. More lively. That's what I need.
What's up, witches?
That's what I need. So we are coming at you guys tonight with another awesome episode, like I said. And what are we talking about tonight, you guys?
Psychic attacks.
Yay! And self-protection.
Right.
We're not just going to tell you about how to get attacked.
How to recognize an attack.
Yes. So it's not just like, oh, you got attacked. That sucks.
Too bad for you.
Right. It
sucks to be you.
No, there's a lot of good stuff we're going to talk about. So in the last episode, we did briefly tell you guys that we just finished Reiki level 3. And because I was so tired and so just, you know, all over the place from having been gone for like 8 months, I wasn't sure I was going to do it. And in the, I will say like, first 5 minutes of our class, I was so glad that I had done it. So the three of us ended up doing it together, only the three of us, which is such a rare gem. I was so happy when she told us that it was just three of us, because no offense to anybody else, I love all of you equally that we do the Reiki shares with and everything, but we are like, we're super tight. The three of us do Reiki together on each other. We do the podcast together. Most of us, Lily ditched us for a while. That's fine. No hard feelings.
I'm back.
So we're super tight, and we have a very strong bond, an energetic bond that we share through all of this work. And so it is a lot of fun. It's not because we're trying to be exclusive, like kick people out of our group, which maybe on some level, I don't know. Lily. No, it's not because we're trying to kick people out and we're just trying to huddle on our own. It's just because we really do have a tight connection, and we have been through these classes pretty much together from day one. So to get the opportunity to do this particular class, just the three of us, was such a huge treat, a very special occasion, because we are on the same level. We've been through all the levels together pretty much, because I know level one and two, Lily, you had already done when we did ours, but you sat in on those classes and helped with us and helped to teach the content, which was very cool. So now we got the chance to actually be students together, and it was a really cool experience. So from the jump, I have to say level three was my favorite class.
Oh, hands down.
Yeah.
Hands down.
And yeah, I agree. The content is very much advanced now. And I love our teacher for so many different reasons. One of which is that she can easily identify who is ready and who is not. And you don't even have to say a freaking word, which is a little bit scary because I'm like, oh, crap, am I not ready? But she's like, no, you're totally fine. So it was very cool to do that level three class with these lovely ladies, my witches, and our special coven. We need to name our coven. So it was a cool experience. We learned so many cool things. And one of the things we learned about is the psychic attacks. And we did talk about this before early on. And I don't remember what the episode was called, but I do remember that we did talk about this, and we talked about some of the things that we knew at that point. And now it has definitely advanced, and we have bigger tools in our arsenal, which I'm so grateful for, because apparently I have become the group exorcist. So
we thank you for that.
More of that to come. So now we will share some of the stuff that we learned. And one of those things is psychic attacks and self-protection.
Yeah. Well, Lily, you actually had a psychic attack against you.
I did. And I think that's what we talked about that in one of the earlier episodes. I was still in on on that, because we talked about that
before you ditched us. Yeah, no, I remember.
Yes. Before I had life-altering situations.
Right. So before you get into the recap, because I do want you to tell that story again, because that was 20-something episodes ago. We're now in like season two. Like we've moved on. Right. So we're in season two, episode two. So what is a psychic attack, you guys? Like, how can you best describe it in the like most elementary way?
It's an energy attack.
It is. So that's what I was going to say. Like, that is the simplest way to put it, but it's also the vaguest way to put it. There really is no easy way to explain it in simple terms, but it really does boil down to an energetic attack. This can come from any energy being, and that is a physical energetic being, that is an etheric, is that the word I want to use? Yeah. Energy being. So someone that is not on this necessarily, I don't want to say on this plane, but you know what I mean. Quote unquote, on this plane, it in this dimension, like, you know what I mean?
In the physical plane.
There you go. In the physical plane. So an energetic attack can come from many different forms. It can be someone's thoughts about you, good or bad. It could be, it comes in many different forms. But the thing to know is that it is a mother effing attack. Like, it is no joke. And it can weigh you down in different ways. In very different ways. So it really could be somebody's thoughts about you, and it could be like jealousy, envy, whatever the case, and you start to feel drained, and you notice your finances are taking a hit, or your health is taking a hit, you're not sleeping well, you're suddenly getting sick all the time, you have these random pains that you don't usually have, you have these headaches, you're always hungry, you oversleep, or you, like, it comes in many different forms.
Right.
So learning to recognize it, that's one of the big major steps. Just because you are sleeping extra doesn't mean that you're being psychically attacked. Like,
no.
So I don't want to say that. No, like, I don't want to.
It's got to be really, really lethargic.
Right. It's a different thing where it is so out of the norm. And, you know, like, you ladies out there, it's not because you're pregnant. It's not, you know, hormone change. Like, so it's be logical. Extreme. Right. You got to be logical about it. Every time I have a headache, I'm not just jumping to, well, maybe, I don't know, I might, just for the fun of it, I'm psychically attacked. Someone's attacking me. So that is the short of it, is that's a psychic attack. It's an energetic attack on your person. And it can come from many different avenues. Yeah, and
it could be physical, it could be mental, spiritual.
There go the dogs. There they go. So
they're protecting you.
Yes. From a psychic attack.
Right.
Oh my god. All right, so what do you guys want to add to that before we move on and recap Lily's story?
No, I want to hear Lily's story again.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So let me just start by saying, before you jump into that, so we learned in level one of Reiki that there is such a thing as walk-ins, right? You guys remember that? Mm-hmm. So a walk-in is when your one of your levels or multiple bodies, it's bodies, one or more of your bodies is in a vulnerable state that would allow another energetic form to overtake you, to step in, not overtake you. It can't overtake you, but to step in. So it's one of those things where you are having thoughts that are not quite your own, and you're recognizing things, for the love of baby Jesus, these dogs. So you're recognizing things, behaviors, things that you're doing that are out of the norm for you. Your thought patterns, you suddenly want to kill people when that's not the person you are. And it's not because, oh my God, this traffic, it makes me want to kill people. It's not like that. These dogs. This is real life, you guys. Like, we're recording in a house with my dogs, and these dragons have things to say. So sorry about that. And there's nothing I can do about it. So we are going to have this background sing-songy situation going on. And there's a lot of thunder outside, so it could be that, like, it's anyone's guess. It could be the eggs in the fridge. I don't freaking know. Like, I don't know.
She said sing-songy.
You know what I'm talking about. I don't think she was there for that. Anyway, in any event. So we did learn this in level one, where there is such a thing as walk-ins. And I do remember her talking about bars being an area, a place where a lot of walk-in activity happens, because people are drunk. They're not on their game. They're not guarded and protected. So these earthbound energies or other energies are like, oh, look, a cool place. Let me hop in here and see what's going on.
It's low vibrationally. It's right. Vibrationally low vibration. I don't know how you say that. But right. It's yeah.
But it's, remember, though, that's also your perception. There really is no such thing as a good or bad energy. It's how you perceive it.
No, it's not good or bad. But when you're talking about, you know, vibrationally high vibrations versus low vibrations, bars in that tend to vibrate on right. lower.
It's those energies that are like, I'm not ready to just be in this plane. I want to be in the physical body again so mm-hmm. I can do stuff.
Just like people who come in there and don't want to be where they are in that moment. So right. they continue imbibing past the point of
right.
just a little buzz.
Right. Exactly.
My 30s, in other words.
Right. Yes. My teens on. So that is what we're talking about. It's like, that's a form of a psychic attack. Mm-hmm. That is definitely a form of an attack. So now that we have shared all of that, do you want to tell us, like, for those people that maybe don't remember the story or haven't even heard it?
Yeah.
Tell us the lowdown.
So without going into, you know, the background first, we had a Reiki share. Mm-hmm. And when we do that, we get together with our teacher and we were sitting around and I had this thought of, I want to attack her. Like, I want to physically hurt her.
And the plus being that it was just the three of us again, right. Just the three of us, mm-hmm. Which just is so fortunate because anyone else, I think, would have run. They're like, what the?
And I may not have said anything, honestly.
That's true.
You know, may not have felt.
Hopefully, so it's nice that she feels comfortable with us to say that I am demonically possessed.
That's not what that's I said. Nice. I said I wanted to hurt her.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, just to let you know, I want to hurt you.
Right. But she feels that close to us that she can confide in us. Yeah.
I love you.
I have the devil inside.
You, but yes, I want to hurt you.
But I want to hurt you.
I want to twist your hands off.
Which is basically what I said. And so the teacher just said, huh. And it came up when I went to the bathroom as well. Because, you know, we take care of stuff before we... And so I went to the bathroom and I looked in the mirror and just got this really weird vibe. And the thought came up again about hurting the teacher. And so I came out and said, you know, just in full disclosure, this is what went through my head. She goes, mm-hmm. Anne, why don't you go on the table first?
Yeah, so part of our Reiki share is that we typically do Reiki on each other. And it really is cool because you don't always, as a practitioner, have the opportunity to get on the table and have a session. And it is so relaxing. So to explain what a share is for those of you that don't remember, because it's been so long since we talked about it, we had a little hiatus. Or haven't listened to those episodes. That's what a share is. Like, we get to ask questions. We do Reiki on each other, all of that good stuff. We talk about what's coming up. So when Lily is talking about getting on the table first, that's what it is. Of all of us that take our turn, she was going to go first because it was a triage situation. Attack this crap 911.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so now that we've been through level three, we understand what she did and why she did it. But she had me lay face down on the table, mm-hmm. and she did her stuff while she had you guys working on the body, the arms and legs in particular, if I remember right. And going through level three, some of the things that we learned to do in this situation sort of brought back memories, but I don't know that I would have been able to explain all that if we hadn't just gone through the mm-hmm. class. But I know that I shook, my body physically vibrated. And I do remember that as you guys were working on my hands, I wanted to clench them and hurt you.
No. And her words, Marie, correct me if I'm wrong. Her exact words afterward were, when you guys got to my hands, I had to straighten them out because I felt like I wanted to grab them and twist them off.
Yeah, she wanted to crush our fingers.
Yeah, I was like, what the fresh?
Yeah, but I didn't. I held them flat and straight.
How kind
and
it of was you? A struggle. How kind
it was really hard. I mean, honestly, it was, and I would have never guessed that had happened, that that's the situation. And I have some conjecture about how it came about. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line was I was not defending, was not protecting myself well enough. Which whether it was malicious, whether it was intentional, or whether it was just someone who had bad feelings towards me. And there was at least one person who would have fit that category.
It was me.
Thank you very much, by the way.
Yeah, right.
You're like, anyone believes like, that right
witch.
Now. You didn't know me well enough to have those feelings towards me.
Yes, I did.
Point.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I'm not sure if that makes me feel better.
I'm defending it. I did too know you well enough to hate you.
Well enough to hate you.
I knew you well enough for a psychic attack.
I know.
I'm insulted.
Yeah.
I don't even know my
rest. Yes, we were super good friends then, you B.
No, I know, but we've been through so much more.
I know.
Since Houston. So,
but I easily could have put the hit on you.
Okay. So it may have been she one just of moves two on. People.
She just, I like how she just turned to you and moved on. That's how tight we are.
That's what you do in these situations. Yeah
you just ignore it. Nice. Okay. So. So yeah, she was on the table, and that, so our teacher being the more advanced one, thank goodness, because we would have jacked that all up. We would have taken on your walk-in.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Totally.
At that point.
Yeah.
Totally so, would have taken that on.
Right. We were not prepared for that. So Marie and I did a regular Reiki session. And the only difference being that we worked on Lily's back, where normally the person on the table is lying on their back, not their stomach. So we worked on her back. And you go down the chakras first, from the crown down to the root, and then you work the arms, the legs, you know, so on and so forth. So we did not work the crown or third eye chakra. I think we started at the throat or the heart and worked our way down and then did the arms and stuff while our teacher was at Lily's head working her magic. And thank goodness, because she is well equipped to handle that. We are not. Now we are. Now we can handle it.
I was going
to
say.
Yeah,
no, well, experience well,
we,
now, yeah, right?
We have the tools now,
right?
And it's just a matter of exercising that muscle,
right? Yeah, now we know what we're doing, and or you know, we're on the road to knowing what we're doing. So yeah, that was an experience. My first experience with that, with a walk-in, was in my level one class. Do you remember that, with that other student? So our teacher kept saying, we'll cover that later. So by the time we covered it, she already knew that something was up with this chick. Like, this chick was on another level. And so when she got on the table, some stuff went down and she's like, all right, attention focused over here. So I was working on one person and like, I don't even remember how things went down, but I was looking over there and my eyes were huge. I know, because I was like, what is happening right now? And I was already a nervous wreck. I had found out that I had a tribe of people with me. All kinds of stuff was happening to me that day. Just, I mean, my people came in full force. So I was already on edge, and then this crap happened. So that was my first experience with a walk-in. And then yours, my lovely friend. Mm-hmm. I wanted to twist my hands off.
But I didn't.
No,
that's the point. I did not.
That's the point. The point is, we made it out of there alive and in one piece with our hands. So yeah, that was another form of a psychic attack. And like Lily said, it could have been intentional, malicious, all of those things. Or it could have been just somebody not knowing their own strength. And
projecting. I mean, right. Thoughts have power. Words have power.
Yes.
We
very
know
much.
That and we learn that. And what you think about yourself and other people has power.
Right. Have you guys seen those videos where people have like a plant or food or whatever? They have like two of something, like a plant, and they are super negative to one and really positive to the other. And the one that they are really positive toward, and it's positive energy and words and all of that, that one like flourishes, and the other one like dies. Like it really gets
like
black
dies.
And yeah, like dies. Like that's not an exaggeration. Have you guys seen that?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it on YouTube, like these different tests that people have done at home, and it is the craziest thing. But that is seriously how energy works.
Right. It's bad. It's negative energy.
Right. It's like you walk into a room and you're like, damn, it feels heavy in here.
Oh, yeah.
And that's emotion. And that's you walked into like the middle or the tail end of somebody's argument or whatever it is. Or you walk into a room and it feels amazing. And there are other people in there, and it could be their energy or, you know, residual positive energy, whatever it is. Like, that is how energy works.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have a variety of customers, and I can walk into one customer's building and you can just feel the love.
Right.
And you can, you know, the very next day walk into a different customer's building and you can cut the tension with a knife. It's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible.
Right. That's how energy works. So a psychic attack is just like that. It is just like that. So that is what Lily is referring to. So when can you be attacked? Anytime. You really can. I mean, I can attack you right now with my mind. I'm like a Jedi.
Well, it's negative thoughts. It's negative thoughts. And the perpetrator of that really needs to be careful. Because there's this thing called karma, and that negative energy that you put out will come back to you.
Oh, yeah.
It will. It's the way the world works.
So I'm going to tell you guys. So you guys know that I can see, it's like visual, auditory, like all of that stuff with my abilities. And I've been able to see other energies and all that good stuff for like forever. And I didn't know it. But now that I know it, you know what I mean. You know where I'm going. So level 3 comes. And prior to level 3, I had interactions with lower energies that I consider to be lower, low vibration, whatever they are, we didn't vibe well and I didn't care for them. So up until level three, I didn't see them because I didn't want to see them. I could feel them, sense them, hear them, all of those things, but I could not see them. That was by choice. When level three came, I did not say in any way, shape, or form that I was ready to see them. It just happened. Just happened. So I have, you know, when I think back on it now, I have seen low energies and I just didn't know it because they presented differently. And my mistake in the past was telling my people that when they approached me, they needed to approach me in a form that was not scary to me. And they, knowing me, they know what is frightening for me. That message did not exclusively go to my people. It wasn't via text where it's private. It wasn't via Telegram. It was like on a megaphone because they can hear it. Everyone can hear it. That's how that works. So then I don't know when the message went out that it was okay for me to see all these people, because now I feel strong enough that I can say I want to see everybody in their natural state.
In their true form.
Yes. Do not come in a costume. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Poke, poke.
So don't come in a costume. Like, don't present the angelic, like, on a cloud, whatever, like, iconic thing. Be legit, like, who you really look like. So that's what has happened. So I know that I've encountered low energies in the past. Now I know that. And they just presented differently, like they were super sweet. So fast forward to Reiki 3. And this was a sort of an attack. It was an attack. So we reached the point in class where we are doing sessions on lovely volunteers. And I am working with a friend and doing her session. And so we have now learned these tools to protect ourselves. We can open gateways. We can send things out that don't belong. I mean, we are the effing Ghostbusters, you guys. Like, we can do the damn thing. Like, we can get it done. So I'm working on this friend, and suddenly there is this nasty, nasty, nasty presence right there, like in my face. And I felt him before I saw him. And when I saw him, he didn't scare me. I just immediately knew by feel and other senses that something bad was up. And so he was really aggressive and just, he was nasty. And it was very, like, confrontational, and I held my own, thank goodness, but I did banish him, got rid of him. But I remember, like, looking over to my teacher, like, did you see him? And I thought she mouthed something else, because we're in the middle of sessions, like, we're not talking out loud and stuff. So she mouthed something, and I thought she said, oh, I see two over there, and I'm like, no, like, right here in my face, yeah. So afterward, we did talk about it, and I believed that energy to be demonic. She confirmed that, and I'm really proud of myself that I didn't panic and freak out and just go running, because I feel like 1 year ago, that would have been my response. I'm like, F this.
You handled it.
I did, so I'm really proud of myself, but it definitely was an attack. I mean, he was there just to F with me and to fight. Like, that's all he wanted, was just to piss me off and be all in my face, all that good stuff. So the next day, it happens again, not as intense, but this time I had protected myself in a very different way. So on both days, I practiced different forms of protection. On the first day, and I honestly don't even remember what I did the first day, I think I did something very similar to what I typically do when I do a Reiki session, and he was in my boundaries. And I mean, when I say in my boundaries, this energy was in my face, like straight up in my face. And when I asked to see his true form, because the way he presented initially was he was black in color, like he almost looked charred. And then when I asked him to present in his real form, he looked black and scaly, like reptilian. And he had I don't even remember everything. Like, I don't know if you guys remember how I described him, but he was freaking nasty. He was really just hideous. And so the second day, I protected in a very different way, in a way that I've never protected before, because I didn't have those tools before. And what happened was I could see the energy, but I could only see that energy as like a cloud of black smoke. and it was super aggressive and trying to get in my face but couldn't get close enough, and he was pissed about it. And I could get all of that, and I could hear him and see his movements, but he was like a cloud of smoke. So on day one, when I had the demon, I could see him clearly because he was in my space, but my teacher could not see him. She saw him as smoke. The second day, when I put up my brick wall and the concrete wall behind it and the other concrete wall behind that.
Yeah, your firewall.
Right. I couldn't see him clearly, but she could because he was on the outside. So I thought that was really interesting. That is a testament of good protection right there, because I mean, it was done in such a way that even I could not make out his physical features where she could, because he was outside of my boundaries. Very cool. So another form of protection. I mean, those are things we're going to encounter, or at least I'm going to encounter, because it seems you guys get puppies and ancestors and I get demons. So that's nice.
Well, it's either what you're ready for or right.
Or I mean, what they think I'm ready for.
Right.
Because I didn't ask for it.
I'm clearly not, and put up all kinds of stuff. I had sandwiches of
yes, you did.
Of protection.
Yes.
And in fact, yours tried to move into our area, mm-hmm. and couldn't, which is...
Right, that first yeah. day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That one, like, he got in Marie's face a little bit. And I saw her... I don't remember what you did, Marie.
The second day.
No, it was the first guy.
Okay.
Yeah, it was the demonic energy from that first day. So he tried to get into Marie's face, and I, like, you moved or something. You kind of looked off to the side. I don't remember, but right in his direction. And then he moved, and he didn't even try to go into your area.
Right. And then the second day, he couldn't even get out of your area. He went to make a move.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher said he went to make a move and couldn't.
Right. So he just left. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that second day, I think we all implemented a lot of other things that we didn't do the first day.
Yeah, the new stuff we learned.
Yeah. So we really like put that stuff to work. So it was really cool to see that. And I recognized it immediately and was like, dang, like, I can't even believe how well this worked, which why I'm surprised is beyond me, because we see this stuff work all the time. We really do. Like, no matter what level we've been at, we've seen mm-hmm. the stuff in action, which is very cool. So now that we have these advanced tools, I feel so much more empowered, very protected. So as a result of that, my activity level has kicked up, which it tends to do. And so I did start implementing that stuff. So from the time we were in our level 3 class and we started learning some of this stuff, I started putting it into action right away, because even before our level 3 class started, my activity level started to increase again. I think it had a lot to do with starting to get back into a normal groove, starting to get rest, coming back into a regular routine, all of that good stuff. Where, you know, in Houston, I was so tired and distracted all the time. I did see energies. I experienced all of that stuff, but on a far milder level, because I wasn't focused on it. And I'm not now, but now I'm not so distracted and I can see it. So that said, I'm going to go ahead and fast forward to the recent activities. So
do tell. Can't wait to hear about this.
Oh, yeah. All the good stuff. So Friday morning, I think it was, I get out of the shower. I'm in my room getting dressed and I look over to the TV and it's turned on.
Like this past Friday?
Yeah. Just like a few days ago. So
like Poltergeist.
Yeah. So the TV in my room is a TV that I've had since 2011. It was my grandma's TV. And that TV has not been turned on since before I left for Houston, because I don't always watch TV in my room when I go to bed at night. A lot of times I'll just watch something on my iPad and then pass out.
There's no chance the dog stepped on the remote.
No. So the remote, it's an LCD TV, flat, thin, whatever. And it has a stand, you know, its own stand for to balance. And the remote is sitting right on the stand. So it doesn't have cable hooked up to it. There's no cable box, none of that stuff. I took all that stuff off the TV. So it is basically a TV that's plugged into the wall. That's all it is. And it hasn't been turned on. Like I said, even when I unhooked the cable box, I didn't turn it on. So I look up and it is on. And I'm like, well, that's crazy. So I went and turned it off. I walked through the house thinking, like, power surge? No, nothing. And you know, like, your stove will always tell you because it's flashing.
Sure, the microwave and the stove.
Right. Yeah.
Sure, the time's off.
Exactly. So, no, everything was fine. The other TV was turned off. So I didn't think anything of it. So Saturday night, I go shower. I'm back in the living room watching TV. And I look over my shoulder, like, three times. Because I hear movement and noise. Like, there's movement, and then there's, like, it almost sounds like the noise, the type of noises like your dogs make when they're sleeping. But it wasn't my dogs, because I saw exactly where they were. They were both asleep, but you know, like, they're dreaming and their little mouths move and
the yips
and none of that. Things. Right. So I'm like, what is going on? So go to bed. And there's, like, movement and noise on one side of the bed. And I'm like, is it Huey? No, it's not Huey. Huey's in bed. Hennessy's in bed. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And the TV turns on. Lights up the effing room. And I'm like, what the heck? So go to turn it off. And it turns off on its own. And I was like, yeah, we're going to have a problem. This is not okay.
Yeah, this house needs to be cleared.
This is not okay. So I get back in the bed and I'm laying there. My eyes are huge. My heart is racing. And I'm like, what the? I am calling in everybody. So when I go to bed, like, since level three and since we learned some of this stuff, when I go to bed now, I call in four archangels. I put a huge barrier of protection all around the house. Mm-hmm. And I go through my normal ritual, whatever. And I now implement, in addition to one of the Reiki symbols that we learned in level two, I now implement the
newer symbols.
Yeah, there's a new symbol that we learned about that is, I'd say it's a little bit controversial. You guys know what I'm talking about. So it is not, and it really just depends on the information that you have received. I'm not going to talk about it right now. We'll talk about it in the future, but my guests know exactly what I'm talking about. So it's something that I implement every single night, and it makes me feel protected, and it has been working. So Saturday night, I'm calling everybody and their mama in, and I'm like, listen, I don't know what the F is in this house. But so I'm going to skip around and say I am of the firm belief that energies choose when and how they are seen. I really believe that. And it has been my experience when I've been doing a reading for someone. It's been my experience when I've been alone and encountered someone. Sometimes I can sense an energy and that's all they give me. Often I can see them, but it's when they want to be seen. So Saturday night, whoever, whatever was here did not want to be seen. Eventually, like, as I'm laying there with my heart racing and my eyes wide open in the freaking dark, I did see a flash of someone and he looked creepy as F. And I don't know if that too was causing the commotion. I don't know if it was one or more. The energy was strong. Like, I could feel that there was energy present, but I don't know if they were masking. I don't know what was up. I just know that it was, like, trying to scare me. And, like, that's what it felt like. This was not like, oh, my grandma's visiting. Why the F is she coming to turn her TV on? She doesn't give two craps about the TV. Like, not, then she would never come and scare me in the night. Like, it's not going to happen. So I finally fell asleep, woke up at 4 a.m. because the room is lit up and the TV is on again. And I was like, you know what? I am not getting out of this bed. You will turn off whenever the hell you feel like turning off. So if I just leave it, it will stay on for a while. So why it turned off when I had walked up to it the first time at, like, midnight, I don't know. So I just left it, woke up again at, like, 6 because it was, I could see light and it wasn't like the sunlight coming in. It's like the TV is on again. I'm like, what the crap, man? Later in the day, I come into the room to grab, like, laundry or something. The TV's on again.
So you have not unplugged this thing yet?
Listen, you know what I did Sunday morning or later Sunday? I unplugged that bitch. I was like, we're done.
Right.
Now, if you turn on, I'm going to light you on fire. Like, that is what comes next. So, yes, Sunday, I took the time to go through the house. I cleaned, like, I dusted, I vacuumed, I put things away, cleaned the kitchen. Like, I got, the only thing I didn't do was, like, scrub toilets and mop floors. Like, that's it. But I cleaned the house with the intention of going through and really clearing the house. So I cleaned up the house first. And before I started that, I got all my crystals, and that's everyone of every size, and my effing pendulum that I couldn't find. That son of a... So I put everybody outside in the sunlight. I'm like, everybody gets a sun bath today. So I don't do that all the time. So I know some crystals don't do well with sunlight, but it's not something that I do all the time. So in this case, I said I need the sun to burn this crap off of everything.
Right.
So I put every crystal outside. I cleaned the house in its entirety. And when I was ready to clear the house, I turned on some meditation music that is chimes. And we learned that in our level 3 class. So the three of us have chimes and bells in different forms. And we all have the same exact one that we got on purpose together. And so a chime or a bell is a really good way to really shift the energy immediately, because it gets in there and it breaks up that energy and it changes the frequency with the sound of the music, like that chime. It's magical. It really is. So I had the chimes on my my playlist. So that was coursing through the house. So I went through and I smudged everything. And before I did that, though, here's another cool thing we learned. I know I'm jumping around, but I'm just excited that I had the presence of mind to do all this, because I haven't done it since I've been back from Houston, and I hadn't done it right before I left. So we learned about rainwater and collecting rainwater, the rainwater versus stormwater, and the different properties that they are good for working in with, about, for, whatever. You guys know what I mean.
Their purpose.
Right. So rainwater would be the calm water that, oh, it's raining outside. And so we put a jar or a bowl outside and collect that water. And that water is really good for calming the energy in a home. You could put it in a spray bottle and spray it in your room before you go to bed. And it calms the energy. And, you know, obviously you're not going to bring that water inside and just be like, oh, I'm going to spray it and all is good. No, you have to like give it the purpose and like, you know, ask the water to make that its duty, its job, and all that. Like, that's how it works. So it's like you hire somebody and you're like, all right, bye. Like, you got to tell them what to do. Yeah, so
give it its intention.
Right. So I had a full jar, a mason jar, like a 20 something ounce mason jar outside with stormwater in it. Stormwater is very good for exercising things, for getting rid of something strong. That is the big guns, is the stormwater. So I had a full jar of it. I put it into a spray bottle and I said, bet, we're about to do this. So nice. I did the prayer over it, like gave it its purpose, and went all around the outside of the house and sprayed the entire house to set up that barrier. After I did that, and that was like the immediate perimeter of the house, like up against the foundation, and went all the way around, sprayed the fence line and everything, and then went around and did the outside perimeter, the far end that goes up to the road and the driveway and all that stuff. So I'm like, double barrier outside. And then I came inside and smudged while having the chime music on, and went through every room. I sealed every room, did symbols over every window, over every mirror, over every door while I was outside. And I had the spray bottle. I sprayed every entryway, like saturated it. I mean, I went to town and called in all my people, and I'm like, listen, this is the job at hand. So it does feel a lot better in here. And, you know, also having the TV unplugged, that helps too. Like,
yeah, thank you for doing that before we came over.
Yes, you're very welcome. That's why I didn't tell you guys before. I needed to save it for the episode. It's like, and if you guys could see their faces, it's priceless. Yeah. That's why I saved it. I was like, I wanted to tell you guys before. Good, but move. Yeah, you're welcome. So that's the stuff I'm working with now. So here's another interesting thing. Last night when I was going to sleep, so, you know, I was about to go through my ritual of calling in the archangels, all of that stuff for their protection. Interestingly enough, a new being that I've never met before appeared by my bedside. And he was this I'll say it's he because the energy was very, very masculine, very tall, like large energy.
A good witch or a bad witch?
Good.
Okay.
To look at him, you'd probably be like, oh, sorry. Oh, crap. But because he was dark, like he was his wings. Like I could see the black feathers, but like different shades of, I don't know if it's different shades of black. Like, I don't know if that's the right way to word it, but like I could see everything was dark, like top to bottom, but not dark in energy, dark in appearance. And he had a warning for me. And the warning was that these energies are very interested in me and are very attracted to my energy. And so his warning was basically, you need to make sure that you are protected at all times because they are gunning for you. Like, that was the gist of the message. So I'm like, the fresh hell, what do you mean by that? I'm like, what am I, on my own? Like, are you guys ditching me? No, they're going to be there, but I have to do some of that work. I mean, they will be there when called upon. And but so
you have to do the calling.
Right. Right. So I need to call upon them, which I feel like, you know, I'm going to set a reminder in my phone for every 5 minutes and be like, hey, in case you don't remember. So that was his message, basically, is like, they're very attracted to you. You are now advanced. And so we were told about this. You do become brighter, where it's the type of situation where you are in a crowded place and you see a familiar face and you light up and you're like, oh my God, I know that person. It's like that for them too. So as you become, let's say, more powerful, I'll just say that. I don't know that's exactly the right phrasing, but we'll just go with that.
More energetic.
There you go. As you become more aware of your energetic abilities, you do become brighter. And so when they see you, it is exciting to them, both good and bad. So that is his warning to me, or was his warning to me, is they're hyper attracted to you right now because you are so strong and you're aware of this stuff now. And so it's almost like they want to F with you. So
the new kid in town.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're shiny. You're the new shiny.
Right. Except, right. And only because now they're showing themselves to me. So I've been here all along. Like, don't call it a comeback. But yeah, so I was like, oh, that's a lovely message right before I go to sleep. So I made sure. So last night, one of the things that we learned in this really cool book, which we'll talk about, we might touch on it tonight. But in this book, we learned about this ring of fire. And you do it in a certain way and you call in these specific archangels, which those are the ones that I call in, these four archangels I call in every night. And I don't do the ring of fire every night, but I do my symbols and I go through my speech and all that good stuff. Well, last night I did my ring of fire, and I'm going to tell you, the few times I've done it, it's been like a ring, the blue flames, because those are the super hot scalding ones, that good stuff. And last night this ring went like above the structure. Like, it was such a huge, it was not a ring, it was an effing wall, like
an inferno. The
tower, yes, yeah. It was, yeah, a tower. There you go. It was like a tower of flames, and it was the coolest thing. And so I was like, all right, cool. And it made me feel good, because I'm like, it's not just a little ring like it was when I was doing the sessions. And this is like a full blown, you want to come for me, you know, guns are blazing. So
literal firewall.
Right. Literal, like, flames blazing. So I was really happy about that. So now that I have done the cleanse of the house, I feel a lot more empowered and protected. And it really, those are attacks. Those are psychic attacks, just from different energetic forms. And, you know, unfortunately, I got the warning. So I didn't really need the warning because I already knew this was coming. I've known this for a very long time. And I think I talked about this in our class, where I brought up a conversation I had had with our teacher back in level one. And I had said to her, I was afraid that I was going to have to experience and work with the bad in order to advance in the good. And she said, no, not necessarily. That's not how it works, whatever. Well, when we talked about it in level three, she elaborated on that. And I was like, I knew it all along. Like, it's no surprise to me. I just know that I've dealt with this for many, many years. And now I'm dealing with it just in a little bit of a different way. So just another form of an attack. That's all it is. But I feel well equipped. And, you know, there are probably going to be some nights where I don't sleep well because I'm more on guard and I'm maybe a little scared because it still happens. Like, the other night, it's just, I'm human still. Like, it doesn't matter. Some of that stuff is still going to get under my skin every now and then. And it just is what it is. It's all good. But, you know, I cleaned this house and I was like, effing bring it. Like, I was so mad. What makes me mad is like that you made me scared. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what it is. And it's not like, oh my God, you jumped out and scared me. It's like, you are messing with my space.
Right.
And I have told you specifically in the past, like, back the F off. This is my space. So when it comes to that, like, it pisses me off like nothing else. Because I'm like, wait a minute. Number one, you're not even listening to me. Like, you're not even trying to listen to me. You're not even, like, trying to meet me halfway. Like, stay outside. But now you're going to, excuse me, now you're going to do this. And now you're pissing me off because I didn't sleep well. I was so, like, my heart was racing. It was like I was in level one. I was like, oh my God. And then I was like, get it together. Like, you know what to do. So I finally, you know, I did and fell asleep. But yeah, that's my long attack story.
Well, yeah. I think it's interesting that the things that you did are things that all of us can do. And it mm-hmm. doesn't matter what level you're at. It doesn't matter right. if you've been through a formal class. But the simple act of putting things out in the sun,
mm-hmm.
The cleaning of the house mm-hmm. at whatever level, whether it's sweeping the floors or going through and dusting or whatever, that has a profound effect on clearing out energy.
Cluttering, a physically clean house.
And again, I mean, I'm not saying it has to be sparkling, but the act of going through your entire house, even if it's just sweeping or just doing the floors or cleaning off the door, you know, whatever it is, that act of going through your house with the intention of cleaning is a powerful thing to do for protection.
Right.
And then whatever form of protection works for you, whether it's saging and smudging, whether it's, you know, invoking a powerful symbol that is meaningful to you,
mm-hmm.
Calling in your angels. If you don't know who they are, sit and meditate. Or just ask for your angel.
Mm-hmm.
And those are things that anybody can do, regardless of the level of Reiki they've been through or right. who their teacher is.
So right. And if you don't trust... a lot
of good stuff.
Yes, you're very right. You don't have to be at any level of Reiki. You don't have to be a practitioner. You don't... Like, it does not matter. You're absolutely right. And if you don't trust the process of saying... you know, send my angel forward or whatever, ask for the universe's highest angel of protection of, mm-hmm. you know, that walks in the universal light or whatever it is, like, however you want to word that. For me, my go-to is always, you know, the highest in the universe's love, light, healing, and protection. Like, those are the bases I want to cover. So I'm like, if you are walking in that situation, I know you can't be bad. Like, that's what I need right there. So you can't fake that. You can't fake the love, the light, the protection. You can't fake any of that. So.
Right. And I think the most, you know, powerful thing is, you know, your grandmother's and your mother's prayers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is a level of protection.
Yeah. That ancestral. Absolutely.
Yeah. And if that resonates, that is
right.
super
right.
powerful.
Right.
Agreed. So we talk a lot about things that happen in the home, but this is protect yourself everywhere. This is at work, in your office, your workstation, in your car. If, you know, my highest activity, the most activity tends to happen in my bedroom, and it tends to happen at night. That's when I'm most vulnerable. That's when I'm calm and, you know, I'm just like, I'm not really focused on what's going on. I'm just trying to get in the zone and go to sleep. So if you have that spot, that's where you want to put your focus. You know, start with you, though. It's just like when you're on a plane and they say, oh, if, you know, the face mask comes down, make sure you put yours on first and then help your children or your whatever. Like, it is the same thing. You can't help anybody if you are drowning. Like, you just can't do it. So put your mask on first. That's where you got to start.
Good advice.
Yeah. So don't try to do a cleanse in your home. Like, don't smudge your house if your house is upside down. Don't smudge your house when you're in the middle of a fight with somebody. You know, like, you need to make sure that you are purging the stuff that doesn't need to be there and then go in. And, you know, like, you would not patch a wound that has maggots in it.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's disgusting. But yeah, you have to clean it out, treat it, and then, like, you know.
Put the Band-Aid on.
Right. So that's just my 3 cents.
You've been through a lot, my dear. So out of curiosity, how long, like for me, I know when I do an energy clearing of my house, it's going to take 2 hours. How long does it take for you to clear out your house?
Well, it depends. I mean, if I'm counting from the time I was pissed off and started cleaning, then like all day. like half the day.
Yeah, no, just
the just energy the clearing. Actual energy clearing. So, I mean, not long, not long. I really trust in the process I do. I trust in the words that I say, and I trust in the symbols I'm using. So my go-to where I feel most comfortable is smudging. Like, I love to smudge. I've done the fire, but it's not my go-to. I love using the sunlight and smoke. Those are my favorites. And now I'm implementing water.
Yeah, the fire process is, that's what takes me a good 2 hours.
It does. It takes a lot. And if you have a lot of rooms that you have to do, or multiple levels in a house with a lot of rooms, it takes time, because the process of the fire that Maria's... Well, do you want to explain the...
No.
No. Okay, so the process really is... Fire is very cleansing. That's why the sunlight is so cleansing. That's, you know, like, you want the light. So fire is... You don't want to touch that crap. It hurts. So it is super... It's super purifying. It's very cleansing. And what we do is... I need to remember to put the recipe out there, but I'm reluctant to do it because I want to make sure that people are responsible when they do it. And
yeah, that's why I really don't want to share it. Right. Because in the wrong hands, it can do more harm than good.
Right. So what we go through is we set an intention, just like we do when we're going to do a Reiki session, or when we're going to, eat a meal or whatever it is. Like, you set an intention to do something. So we set the intention, and we use actual fire, and we do it with specific ingredients. So we put these ingredients together, and we physically light them on. We light it with a match, and we let that burn in a fireproof container. Everything is very safe. I mean, when I say that our teacher does not cut corners when she talks about the safety and responsibility that comes with all of this, I mean, like, she stresses it almost in every sentence. Like, it is, she's very serious about that. So that's how we are. And that's why I say I'm reluctant to give that recipe out, because it can be dangerous, and you want to know what you're doing. You don't want to mess around like I did in my teens with a Ouija board, thinking it was one thing and it was another. So that's what I mean by, I mean, it could be dangerous on multiple levels. So that said, we put all of these ingredients together. We light it with a match. And the purpose is that this flame, this fire, is supposed to burn until it has cleansed the area, the environment, of whatever does not belong. So you do a prayer of sorts, like an incantation, a saying, like whatever it is that you want to say. So, for example, when I smudge my space, I walk through and I have my sage stick lit, and I have a feather in my hand, and I am fanning it to get the smoke to go where I want it to go. My go-to is typically smoke of air and fire and earth, cleanse and bless this home and hearth, drive away all harm and fear, only good may enter here. So that is typically what I recite as I go through, and I envision light just kind of taking over everything, every corner, every nook and cranny, because that is what I am after. So it is the same concept with this actual fire. So I prefer to work with smoke. So the fire is just an enhanced version of that. And that is like the stormwater. That's the big guns. And I didn't feel like I needed it right now because I had all of these other tools. So you let it burn until it burns out. And when it burns out, you take all of the ingredients that are left and you immediately put them outside of your home. You don't want that stuff in your house. It has...
Don't put it in the inside garbage.
No, you do not want that. You want to put it outside. So that is what you do room by room. And as you complete a room, you close the door, you move on to the next room. And so that's why Marie says it takes her about 2 hours, because you have to go room by room. And some rooms, that fire burns out in seconds. Other rooms, it can go on for a long time, because like bedrooms tend to be those spaces. There's a lot that goes on in a bedroom. A lot of dreaming, a lot of... For some people, it's travel in their sleep. It's, you know, all kinds of things. So,
like you said, it's where we're vulnerable. We spend right. a lot of time in right. that room. You know, if you think about leaving the house and going to work and then coming back and mm-hmm. doing the activities, but then you spend, 6 to 8 hours
right.
in that room sleeping?
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, if you're right. lucky.
And it's a powerful process. That's right. why I'm hesitant to share the process, because right. in the wrong hands, you can do more harm than good.
Right.
So I would not recommend doing it.
One of the things that I tell people who especially are beginning and haven't been through some of the training is to start with a white candle.
Yes, that's a good idea.
You know, to set your intention as you light it, and then I don't want to say leave it, but let it burn for, you know, an hour.
Right.
Is a good idea.
Supervised.
Definitely not leaving it alone, but my point is to let it, allow it to burn, you know, for about a good hour. Is
yeah.
another way to clear using the element of fire without right. all the, you know, stuff that needs to happen.
Yeah. I think the easiest way, for someone to clear their house is just to open the dang curtains and let yes. the sunlight in.
I love just the sunlight.
Let the sunlight just fill your space.
Mm-hmm. It's very cleansing, very purifying. And we've learned from day one in level one, when you bring something home, like something from a garage sale, antique shop, whatever, put that bitch out in the sun. Like, let it get cleansed by that sunlight, and then sage it, and then do the chimes. Like, whatever you feel needs to follow after that, because sometimes you do have to be more aggressive. So that's when the... you know, you would use something like fire, but it's not my go-to. Like I said, I've used it a few times. So when I do smudge my home, that's the incantation I use when I go through. I go room by room, like I said. I seal every room with a symbol. And I always start in the furthest room. I don't remember what direction it is. And I go clockwise and I end at the room right next to it. Clockwise, of course. And I mean I do the garage and everything. Like, I get in there. And today, like I said, because I feel like I just need it, I went back and did all the windows, doors, mirrors. I mean, every mirror, including like the little handheld guys that sit on my makeup table. So I went in hard. I was like, no, you're gonna have to fight for this. So
good for you. That's what you need to do,
right? But it's, I mean, everything down to, you know, like, you guys see people do like the symbol of the cross in a movie and they're like, oh, you know, whatever. Like, that is protection. It's mm-hmm. protection. I mean, mm-hmm. we talked about that in class too. It's wearing a cross on a chain. It's wearing, like, if it has a positive, what am I looking for?
Resonation.
There you go.
If it resonates for you personally.
Right. There you go. So if it resonates and it's positive, then, you know, try it.
Yeah.
I mean, trial and error. We're testing right now. I think all of us are testing rainwater, because there's something that happens here in Florida, which I'm sure we're not exclusive, but we have bright sunlight and then it's pouring rain and then it stops and then it's like regular rain. And then when I say pouring, I mean, it is thunder and lightning, and then the sun comes out for 7 hours and then it's rain.
Yeah, I mean, where we live, if you don't like the weather, just wait 20 minutes.
Right, exactly. So we get a mix of storm and rainwater. So now we're going to test out the effects and see how it works in different situations. So I am pretty positive that some of the water I use today is rainwater also. It's mostly made up of storm water. But what I did was I said, screw it. This is the intention that I'm setting. I need this like ultra barrier, and that's the job I'd like you to perform. So we're going to see.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So I broke out all the guns. I was like, no, we're done with this.
Good
so
for you. Good
the only
for
thing
you.
I haven't done is the wind chimes out front. But trust me, I was close. Mm-hmm. But I just ran out of time. I was like, your day will come, wind chimes. Your day will come. Yeah. So that is, you know, we've all gone through psychic attacks of one form or another. Those are just some of the things. And like I said, we did an episode on this before, and I think we focused a little more on like, oh, sage your house and whatever. That still holds true. Like, do that stuff, but add to it. Like, do other things. Like Lily said, light a candle, light multiple candles. We learned in level one, I think, the power of water with fire. So if you have a candle, you sit it in a little bit of water, that intensifies the vibration. And you set the intention again. Like, don't just sit it there and expect it's going to do a job that it doesn't know to do. You guys have anything to add?
Well, I think another way somebody can protect themselves from psychic attacks, who hasn't gone through all the training, is basically just fight to keep a positive attitude.
Right.
Just fight to be, you know, to have that positive aura mm-hmm. around you. You know, meditate to strengthen your aura. you know, and the minute, you know, a negative thought comes into your head, you know, take it, turn it around, throw it out. And it takes practice. It definitely takes practice.
We all have our bad days, too.
And, I mean, a negative energy can't touch you when you're surrounded with positive energy. If you surround yourself with positive energy, and it doesn't matter how much, you know, how little or how much training you have.
That's true.
You surround yourself with positive thoughts, positive energy, and it's very difficult for anything to touch you.
And, you know, you just hit on it. I think it's one of the least expensive things you can do. It's one of the easiest things you can do. And it's probably the one thing that people don't take the time to do is to sit and meditate, even mm-hmm. if it's 5 minutes a day. It
right.
It doesn't take an hour or 2 hours or
right.
Or
you
10
don't
hours
need the
day.
Blank minds and the no. like. It doesn't have to be any of that.
No, but setting aside time consistently, making it part of your routine, can be extremely beneficial and mm-hmm. powerful.
Even I think we talked about this in that other episode we did, the other self-protection episode, is like you can stand in the shower while you're showering, because hopefully you're doing that every day or every other day. I don't know what your routine is, but as often as you do it, like stand in the shower and envision that water coming down as like golden light or white light. Or if your jam is yellow light, like let it be yellow light, like envision the sun shining on you. And as that water is washing over you, you can say that, like that it's washing away any negative energy, or it's washing away your worries or your stress, or like whatever it is that vibes for you. Like that's what you can say. I've done that before and felt immediately felt better. So
same. Ditto.
Yeah. Even we have crappy days. Like we're not sunshine all the time. It might seem like it, but we really are not sunshine all the time. And we have
puppies
down days.
And unicorns.
Yeah. Like I, you know, fart roses. That's not how it is. Like,
oh, really? Mine's rainbows.
So, I mean, we go through those times. Like I said, I mean, this was a perfect example. I, you know, being scared, laying in my bed like I'm 15 all over again. It's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. I am not on guard 24/7. I'm just not. And I have to get better about protecting myself, because I know, like I have known for a lot of my life, that these energies are out there and they are super attracted to me. I've just always known it. So, you know, now they're a little more visible and present, and it just is what it is.
And you have more tools to cope.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, and I got my witches. It's all good.
Damn straight.
I got my posse. So this is just some of it, you guys. I mean, we to go into everything, like we don't even know everything, but to elaborate more would be like hours of podcasting. And we will touch on self-protection and self-defense and all of those things so many more times, because we always need the reminder. We do. It's like, don't forget to eat a healthy snack today. Don't forget to eat. Don't forget to put gas in your car. Like these are things that we should remember to do. And we just don't, like we get caught up doing other things. And my recent experience is a perfect example of that, because I said this in level 3, I have not cleansed my house since before I left for Houston. It's been a long damn time, a long time. So just like, you know, I injured my Achilles tendons recently, that was coming. It was a matter of time. It was the same with this. Like I just left all the gates open and lay down and close my eyes like a sucker. So not going to be a sucker MC.
Yeah. And when I came back from Houston, that's one of the first things I did was I cleared the house. Yeah, and
I did not.
And I try to clear the house, you know, using the more advanced process mm-hmm. at least once a season mm-hmm. and then smudging once a month. And like you said, you know,
you're on your game.
Some rooms are more mm-hmm. difficult
yeah.
than others. But it's, I mean, in our position, well, I say in our position with our energy levels, we have to,
mm-hmm.
we have to.
We do. We definitely have to. And for the simple fact, really, that you are out and about with other people, and don't even think of them as people, think of them as energy.
Yeah.
So anybody that is having a crappy day, anybody that is in deep depression, anybody that is happy, like you are encountering all of that, and it is going to touch you, and some of that is going to rub off on you. It just is how it is. So
It's just like if you didn't bathe every day or right. every other day or twice a week or whatever yeah, it is, right. you'd eventually get pretty dirty.
Right.
Your aura is going to get stinky.
Right. It gets smudgy and sludgy and it gets sick, full of dis-ease. Like you just feel it. And I mean, I don't know. We really could talk about this forever. And like I said, I know that we will do many more episodes on this because just like you guys, we're going to keep learning. And I'm so excited to be able to tell you guys about all the stuff that we've learned. And all the stuff we're going to continue to learn because, you know, hopefully that's what we're all doing. Still learning.
I'd feel like I would stagnate if I didn't right. learn mm-hmm. new things.
Absolutely. Ugh,
good Lord. All right, guys. So that is our episode on psychic attacks. And I had a lot of fun recording that. How about you?
Oh, lots of fun.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. So you guys, please don't forget. We always want to hear your stories. Make sure you email us or Skywrite or Carrier Pigeon, whatever, and tell us your experiences. And if you have questions, let us know and we will do our very best to answer them. But as always, make sure that you follow us on social media, on whatever platform. It's all good. So on Twitter and Snapchat, you can find the show at Medium Matters, and on Facebook and Instagram at The Medium Matters. And as always, our email address, themediummatters@gmail.com. Thank you so, so, so much for hanging out with us, for just everything, your support. I mean, so the show has come back, season 2, and it has come back so winging. And that's because Woo-hoo! Of you guys. I know. I'm so excited. So thank you guys again. Make sure you stay in contact with us. We love hearing from you. And share your stories, like I said, written or vocal. I would love to hear it straight from you guys. So send us your audio recordings and we will air them. All right, guys. We love you. Have a good night.
Mwah. Good night.